Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's the deal? What's the deal, man? I am live one time, man. I'm live one time. I know it's on a random. I'm going to be in here, man. You know what I'm saying? Chilling with y'all, doing it up one time. I ain't going to be in here too long, man, but the homies drop by. They like, man, you over there? I'm like, fuck it. I'm over here, man. Come through. You feel me? I'm over here. You feel me? Big Orange is in the chat one time. But I got the homies here with me. You know what I'm saying? Coyotes! Is here with me, feel me?
What are we doing, man? The champs here, what's the music, man? Keep the fucking music. What's up, man? What we doing in here,
bro? The homies is in here, bro.
Yeah, the champs is here, bro.
What's up, man? You know. Man, I got the homies in here with me, feel me?
The Yodis.
Yeah.
Have come back. Back on Fig. Figgity. What up?
Yeah, man. What's poppin'?
What's poppin', man?
Shit, man. I see you going up, man. I see you going dummy, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm trying to catch you before you ascend and blow up and forget about all the little people down here. You know what I'm saying?
No, man. I'm messing with the homies forever, man. Messing with the homies forever, man. They free man now.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
It's good to be free, goddamn.
He came out here with his shirt off. He a free man.
What's up, man? Free man, bro. Feeling good, bro.
Motherfucker lost 2 pounds and don't know how to act anymore, man. This motherfucker think he LL Cool J out this motherfucker.
Hey, last time I was up here, I was like 255, man. Today I'm like 225, man. So
225?
Yeah, bro. You know, I still got a long way to go, but yeah. I'm a 225er, man. Heavyweight over here, bro.
Yeah,
What's the secret, dog? Y'all,
I know. What's the secret?
You know, a little bit of fucking the devil's dandruff.
I got big tequila in the back end. The tequila is in the back.
You know what I'm saying? No cars, no sugar, man.
Who the fuck y'all got in here back here with Undertaker in the back end? That nigga just gained some weight.
Undertaker gained
some weight, y'all.
That's our motherfucking belt bearer right there. He carries our belts usually, you know what I'm saying? We take these everywhere we go, bro. We got a WWE contract coming.
Big Wolf's in the chat one time, man. Yeah. Shout out to the homies, man. I know my boy Smack ain't here with me, man. Smack went to Texas with his girl, and he doing something, man. I don't know what he got going on, man. Mack Wap in Paris somewhere. Germany, Europe. I don't know where the fuck Mack at. Mack be doing it.
Yeah, I see, bro.
Niggas be doing it, man.
We're trying to get like y'all, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, we here with y'all again, man.
Yes, sir.
Our last one went viral, man. You feel me, man? We had Shaq on the phone. niggas choked up.
I know. Just to find out, y'all do got a number. I was like, damn, man. Yeah, it's cool though. Shit, I'll hit him up again. Fuck it.
We felt the same way. Real low key, we had that same reaction we had first met him and shit, man. It's fucking Shaq. You know what I mean?
It's like, Shaq, dog.
Big ass motherfucking legend.
What the fuck you want me to do? It's Shaq.
Yeah, I still get nervous when I talk to that motherfucker, man.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Hey, me too.
Yeah, he's cool as fuck though, bro. Every idea we've ever pitched him, he's with it.
Yeah.
Whenever we need him to call or something, he calls. It's crazy, bro. It's super crazy just to have Shaq on speed dial like that, bro. He just be, you know what I'm saying? He declared himself the official third Yodi, man, all that shit, man. So
for real?
Cool.
Yeah, and he stands on that shit, bro.
Y'all brother.
Yeah, it's super surreal. Like, he's really the homie like that. Like, we can hit him up anytime. He's going to answer, and he's going to pull up for us and shit.
He didn't answer once so far. He don't answer all the time, bro, but you know what I'm saying? If it's something important and we brief him ahead of time, he'll usually be on point about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That last one, we was random, and he answered. answered.
Yeah, that was hella random.
That last one was random and he answered, man. But y'all free man, man. Tell us about it, man. Tell us about it.
Last time, you know, when we were here, we took a page out y'all book, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all motherfuckers left where y'all were and it's been booming, you know what I'm saying? And it's something we've been working on for a while, bro, because we've been moving independent for such a long time. And we were starting to get motion, so we're like, man, we got to make it official before we get too much motion, and then, you know what I'm saying, we can't go nowhere. So, you know, he put a number on it, and we paid him out, bro, and it was simple as that, man. He was being super solid about it. Shout out to WAC for making it an easy transition, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, bro. It's been fucking great, bro. So we've been stepping on the gas ever since then, bro.
Oh, that's super dope. So you was locked into that contract to where you definitely had to pay out.
Definitely.
Damn.
So to any artist trying to come up in the game and shit, you come across a contract and that motherfucker says perpetuity, don't sign that motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, break that down, because y'all didn't read that motherfucker, right?
No.
So what did that perpetuity, like, who informed you of that? Your lawyer?
Pretty much, damn near. Well, that shit means life. Like, life in motherfucking jail type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Did it say that in there, though?
Yeah, but how'd they word that shit?
I don't know. They gonna trick you with all the words and shit, and you end up signing some shit that when you get a lawyer to review it before you even sign it. Because, you know, when you get a contract, you young, you trying to get paid and shit, you like, fuck it, man.
Yeah.
It's the only door that's opening up for us right now, so we just jumped on it. And without even reading that shit.
And it served its purpose, you know, it did its thing for it worked when it was working until it didn't, you know what I'm saying? And he never tried to hold us back in none of that. Even when we were under contract, he was kind of letting us do whatever the fuck we wanted. But it was only right, man. We had a few conversations before when he's like, what y'all doing? Like, because he definitely put money in our pocket and shit. So we're like, bro, whatever we got to do to make it right with you so we could go ahead and fly, let us know. And that's what we'll do. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we did. And he kept it super solid. And shit, man, we free as birds now.
Yeah, man. So for all the artists out there, if it say 100 million perpetuity, don't even worry about it.
Man.
That means you're done.
That means this life, your next life, forever, man. That's just forever.
That means your social security. That means your kids' kids.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
But, you know, that's what you get when you don't read shit, bro. Fucking dumbass fools. But
yeah.
So what was the first thing y'all niggas did when y'all was set free, bro?
What we do, dog?
Man, we just put the fucking foot on the gas, man, and we haven't looked back, and it's just starting to snowball. And, man, we're in a good space right now, man. We feel like we got the ball on our side of the court, and we just fucking moving, man. And, yeah, shit's growing.
Yeah, as soon as we signed this shit, we already started planning rollouts for the next records, you know what I'm saying? Started calling, like, people were already talking to us before that are interested in us, you know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of people that want to quote-unquote partner with us and shit, but we're kind of playing it all by ear, bro. We're not necessarily jumping into anything, like, but we're hearing everybody out. But before, you know what I'm saying, when people would call us and then they'll talk to us and they'll just hear his name and then it'll literally be crickets. You know what I'm saying? Because they'll be like, oh, what y'all doing? Da, da, da. Oh, I love what you guys are doing. And be like, oh, yeah, yeah, but we got this back here, though. And then they'll just be like, So now it's different, you know what I'm saying? Now we have free conversations and we hear them out. And then we decide what we want to do. And so far, we haven't really partnered with anybody. But there's a few offers on the table that we're considering, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been seeing y'all moving. You feel me? The traction is picking up. It's definitely picking it up. I love what y'all are doing as far as visually, too.
Thank you.
Visually, man. y'all is super creative.
Thank you for seeing that, bro. Give me that, bro.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, bro. Because I feel like in LA, motherfuckers always say they want that, right? Like, we want creative stuff. We want creative stuff.
You feed them that shit, and you know what I'm saying? They spit it back at you. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
You're giving them creative, so you feel like you're getting like a negative response from
that? Nah, it's not negative. But you know, the way we see it, man, we need to be global already, but we're just building this shit brick by brick, and sometimes you want it to come faster.
Yeah.
That's why I'm speaking from that perspective, but it's growing though.
Yeah, let's say when we do something on our phone that's more low production, shit'll go crazy. You know what I'm saying? And then we give them the high production stuff, and it does well, but it doesn't do like, you know what I'm saying? Like what the other stuff does that we just film on our phone. But also, I want to put out there that the traction that we are creating is being created on our own back. Little to no blogs ever post us, you know what I'm saying? Especially the Latino blogs. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on over there. They always talk about it for the culture this, for the culture that. But when you don't fit the cookie cutter fucking mold, they don't put, you know what I'm saying? They put no backing. But then you see them in person and like, damn, I see what y'all doing. That shit's going crazy. That, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, you do see what we're doing. I couldn't tell, you know what I'm saying? But they're supposed to be for the culture, moving the culture forward. So that's just frustrating, but it feels good.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That the traction we are creating is being created almost on our own. But shout out to y'all for posting our video too, man. You guys were one of the only blogs that in LA. There was a few that picked it up, but
the
in LA there was very little.
Out the West Coast. And y'all, the best motherfucking live stream, best motherfucking / podcast coming out the motherfucking 100%. West Coast. Back on motherfucking figgity fig.
And y'all stand for what we stand for.
It's all about balance too, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool to post all the negative and bullshit. But you know, with good comes bad. It's a balance to this shit. And it feels like most of these blogs just want to post like a certain type of narrative and get motherfuckers hemmed up and locked up and fucking self-incriminating themselves and shit.
Yeah, they want you to bring your paperwork in.
Exactly.
And don't let us be in no controversy, because they're all posting it. You know what I'm saying? Whenever the Yodi's been in any controversy, usually that didn't surround us. It was usually with our ex-manager. Whenever it was anything that was related to that, every blog posting it, boom, boom, just to drag us through the mud, though. So when they wanted to drag us through the mud, everybody's posting about us. But now that we're doing cool-ass shit, and you know, we got legends tapping in with us, man, so that's why we don't really trip on the...
Feel like you need the acceptance of these blogs? You don't need it.
You don't
even need it. You just need your fans, your people, your supporters, and that's it. You don't post it. Fuck them.
I kind of
go through that. I went through that same shit a little bit. I'm like, damn, why didn't it post this? This is a cool, you know, I had a cool artist in here. It's a viral moment. Yeah, nobody posts this. I'm like, oh, so they don't give a fuck. But the homie broke it down to me. He was like, look, check this out, man. It's a chili game out here. It's a money game. These motherfuckers want to be paid out here. So it's labels is paying these bigger blogs and shit that y'all looking at, and that we looking at. These motherfuckers is getting paid for their artists to be on that shit. So it got to be hot, nigga, or super viral for them to just post that shit for free. And I was like, damn, you making sense.
Yeah, nah, that's
so
facts.
I was like, oh, so if I'm posting something too, like, they ain't even going to post it if I posted it first. Some of them ain't even going to pick it up. So it's a give and a curse, man. But shit, fuck them.
We in this motherfucker, man.
Feel me?
That's where we've been at, man. On that same shit, man. Yeah. Fuck them, bro. We don't need that shit. But you know, it's just crazy when you see them and they show love to what you're doing. That's when it trips me out.
Bigger than Nino Brown, though.
Yeah.
It'd be the fake support for me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, get the fuck out of here, bro. You don't really rock with us like that. It'd be weird. Like, you're fake supporting us, bro.
Or even as simple as a like. Like, oh, you are seeing our stuff, but there's no track record of you even.
At the end of the day, fuck all that shit, though.
Yeah, I know.
We climbing, we ain't gonna stop, and the ship gonna keep going.
Nah, but we human. That should be fucking
exactly
with
what I'm saying. I'm an artist. I'm sensitive about my shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't see my shit? Fuck you.
Yeah. We human. You feel me?
But we back on Fig, man, and I want to say a couple kind words, man. Fuck No Jumper.
That part. You know what I'm saying?
You on that?
This is the best podcast in the world. What they be saying?
This is the coolest podcast in the motherfucking world, man.
There's substance going on here, bro. You guys don't rely on the fucking clickbait and all the bullshit and all the fuckery. You know what I'm saying?
And so, really part of the culture like that, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like
real LA culture, not just fucking
not just mooching.
Yeah, mooching off the culture, bro. You know what I'm saying? Y'all
first
really,
artists that come sit down, like, you know what, we with you, nigga. Fuck them.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck them niggas.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, because these niggas be on bullshit.
100%, bro.
God damn.
And bullshit sells. That's the fucked up part, right? So it's like the bullshit sells, but there's got to be a balance in the force. There's, you know what I'm saying? It's yin and yang. It can't all be yang. You know what I'm saying? Like, where's the balance at, bro? Like, it can't be fuckery and fuckery and fuckery, because then you train the people to just want fuckery. And when you feed them good shit, they don't even know how to process it, bro. Because all you're fucking feeding them is fucking processed food. So when you get them the veggies, they're like, ugh, what the fuck is this?
That's man, it. That white man stay bothering me, homie.
Yeah, man, I see, bro. I see.
Golly, what I do? What I do?
Yeah, they using your name right now for fucking. I don't know what's going on.
Do it up. Shit, use it up. Right. I need the promo too. Fuck
free press. That's
yeah,
free.
Big free press.
Free press.
Big
man.
Free press. You feel me? Big NJK in the motherfucking chat. You already know what's going on, yeah, man. Big oranges in the chat. Big wolves in the chat, man.
Big wolf heads.
You feel me? Big wolves in the chat, man.
Couple people trying to roast me with some mouse heads, man. Yeah. Come on, man. Get it all out y'all system, man. Get it all
my
out
boy
y'all
fly,
system.
Homie. My boy stupid
hey,
fly,
take
homie.
The hat off so they can really see it, bro. Take the hat off. I want them to really see the vibes.
Man, make sure y'all like this fucking video, man. We got the homies in here right now, ooh, man. Make sure y'all like the video, man. We are on a random ass stream one time, man, with the homies. I don't never go live this day, but fuck it.
Yeah, man.
We got the homie. He out of town, driving out of town, but I'm in here. You feel me? I'm gonna chill with the homies. They got some shit coming out. Some shit already out. You know what I'm saying?
We got some shit.
And we gonna
talk
about it. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Yeah, big rings out right now, man. Another record with Shaq. We might do the motherfucking 3-peat. We don't know yet. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we just dropped rings. We got Shaquille O'Neal ripping off Charles Barkley's head in that motherfucker on some celebrity death match type shit. You know what I'm saying?
If you ain't see it, go check it out. Coyote featuring Rings, man. Some real fucking claymation. Fucking
some creative shit, like we said earlier, man.
That
like,
shit made
ain't nobody
it to
fucking
EFP.
With us. Ain't nobody fucking with us on the creative
shit. I think
shit.
It did, right?
Ain't nobody fucking with us on the lyrical shit, man. And I'm standing on that. Name a motherfucking other Mexican American rappers doing shit like that we doing.
So hold
nobody.
On. So you just gonna keep it on. A Mexican or all rappers?
All rappers, all rappers, all rappers.
Okay,
though. All rappers.
Okay, okay.
Period.
Okay, yeah,
period.
Yeah, yeah,
period.
Hold on.
We know people.
Y'all don't fuck with Mexican OT because he hard.
Yeah, yeah. I fuck with OT big time, man.
Yes, Mexican OT is hard.
It's a lot of us out here doing our thing, and shout out to everybody that's doing their thing, man. For sure. But we feel like we the best.
Yeah. And creative visually, like OT got dope videos, but his videos still ain't fucking with ours, bro. Our last two, at least our last three videos, like he ain't fucking with them for sure.
Y'all feel like y'all going head to head up with him creatively because he creative too.
He's creative too. Yeah,
he's
for
very
sure.
creative too.
He's definitely
saying?
Like
he keep y'all on y'all swivel.
Yeah, for sure. Like definitely, if there's like somebody that you got on the wall and you got fucking a target on their head and you throwing darts at it, he might be the face on that motherfucker.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna cap.
He definitely does.
Just on some competition shit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's tight. Huh?
It's like basketball, bro. You're trying to win a championship every time. So who's winning right now? And it's like, if we're
the
talking about Mexican rappers, he's the one that's winning. It ain't no, there's not even an argument. You know what I'm saying? He's the head of the snake. But you know what happens to heads of snakes, man? They get motherfucking topped off. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're here to do on some competition shit. But shout out to what he's doing, man. He's killing it.
For sure.
And I love to see it, bro. He's entertaining as
love
fuck. And he's
love
dope.
To see it.
Yeah, he dope as fuck. He just went out there to Rolling Loud too, man.
Oh, yeah.
What happened Rolling Loud? They didn't call y'all out there. What's going on with that?
Man, you know we had to fucking sneak in again.
Come on, Don J. Time.
I gotta take the shot before
you. Look, you know they real masculine. They don't got shot glasses or nothing.
We all swapping spit out here. Pause.
Out the bottle, bro.
Yes, sir.
Today's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
Now, we pulled up the Rolling Loud, do some media and shit, but we snuck in that motherfucker again just with the face card. You know, sometimes you just got to take the glasses off, and when you in LA, they be like, oh, Yodis, come on in. So,
walked in that bitch with no bands, just took off the glasses. We here. Okay, you know, I let them in.
Last year, my brother got so drunk, he bum-rushed the stage, took the mic from Currency, and did a couple bars. But this year, we trying to get invited next year.
I don't ever get drunk. What are you talking about?
We trying to get invited?
Yeah, we trying to get invited to perform next year at Rolling Loud, man. I think it's going to happen.
Nah, it'll happen. It'll happen. I mean, you know, L.A., it was going crazy in L.A. It was just, you know, you had to tune in anyway if you was an artist just to be there. You feel
exactly.
That's just how you feel me to be
part
there.
Of the game.
Yeah, it's part of the game, for real. You just have to go in there and network and shit.
You pulled up or what?
That's what I didn't do.
Nah.
Shit. I fuck with rolling out though, but that's where I'm not going, nigga. It's too much walking, nigga. Yeah, I ain't performing, nigga. Fuck all
that. The
nigga.
Way they got that shit set up too is all fucked up, man. Your fucking legs be hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not finna be in y'all, nigga. Everybody giving me a fake handshake, nigga. Right. Fuck all of that. My hand tired, nigga. Definitely from all this fake ass shit going on in this bitch, nigga. I ain't doing that shit, man.
Definitely a lot of that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But that claymation video, man. Who did the treatment? Who was behind that?
We kind of brainstormed the idea. I kind of just at the end, I was like, man, fuck it, we gonna rip Charles Barkley's head off. But that was definitely all our idea. Shout out to our homie John Freer from New York. He's the one that did it. But that was our concept, bro. And that's not even the best shit we've done. Our next video we about to drop is probably the best shit we've ever done. It's starring Mario Lopez. You know who Mario Lopez is?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, so we got Mario Lopez starring in it. We got two comedians that are coming up starring in it, Cam Flores and Concrete. We got, of course, the Yodis, the homie Conejo. He's like an urban legend, America's Most Wanted at one point, top 10, featuring MC Magic. We got all the homies back here in it. It's like a straight up movie, bro. Like, best shit we've ever done. Culturally important for Mexican American people.
How y'all get Mario Lopez, homie?
The fucking internet.
The power of the internet, man.
Yeah.
So just continuously posting shit, and then somehow that shit just, you don't realize it once you're doing it, but shit be reaching eyes, and he seen our shit somehow and shot us a follow, shot us a DM, said he loves what we're doing and shit.
Yeah,
and that's pretty much how we.
Do you think it made a Spanish connect though?
That helps.
That for sure helps, that's right? For sure.
But what are you explaining with Shaq? You know what I'm saying? Universe is what the universe does, bro. It opens up little windows, right? And they'll show it right to you, and it's your job to jump in. So just like we did with Shaq, we did with Mario. He sent the DM, and we're not just gonna let it stay there, right? So then we start brainstorming, like, what could we do to utilize this? And we're like, well, he's an actor. We be acting in our videos. If we pitch him a dope idea that's culturally important, he's gonna be with it. You know what I'm saying? And they're with it for the love, like zero money. We just plan it around them when they're the star. So I just pitched them the idea. I was like, I know it's a fucking long shot, but if you with it, we'll plan the whole shoot around you. If you could give us an hour or two, and he's like, let's do it. He gave us a date. Boom, boom. We planned it out. And it's a fucking masterpiece, bro. I'm super excited about it. Man. I should FaceTime Mario right now.
Last time we got Shaq. That's dope. Fucking hit everybody. Hit Mario, hit Shaq. We on back on Fig, man. Yeah, Mario Lopez on back on Fig is crazy, man.
Don't talk about that.
Yeah. We also got a record with Be Real coming out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a fucking this shit is fire, bro. It's like a new 420 anthem on some smoking weed type shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy, for sure.
So the power of the internet again would be real.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's crazy because, like, all the legends are tapping in with us. Like, motherfuckers we grew up, like, admiring and shit. Like, tapping us, like, oh, we fuck with what y'all doing. Let's do some. So it's like, it's just showing us, bro, like, what we doing is working, obviously. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's in the right path, for sure. We're taking the stairs because we chose this fucking hip-hop creative shit, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I think the stairs, you know what I'm saying? You get a little workout in, by the time you get to the destination, you start looking swollen, you're ready to smack somebody in the face.
When are y'all going to feel like y'all made it? Like, you know
never.
What?
Never.
We made it.
Never.
Hey, we got a studio like y'all.
Never be satisfied. I don't give a fuck if I got 100 million in the bank, 100 million followers. I don't give a fuck. I still ain't make it. God damn it. That's the only shit that's going to keep you pushing.
With me, if I could retire my mom, I would say. If I could retire my mom and we have a nice studio space like this where we got our podcast room, our recording room, our merch room, then it's like, all right.
We did it.
You know what I'm saying?
When we out here looking like you, T, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much, bro. Yeah. So we still hustling, bro. We hustling out here.
Shit, I'm hustling too, nigga. Right, I'm turning shit off.
Do you feel like you made it?
Do I feel like I made it? Yeah. Hell no.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have this not shit made don't it. Stop.
I used to say this shit all the time. I almost see the light at the end of the tunnel. Man, fuck that light at the end of the tunnel. It's never going to fucking come. Stay on the motherfucking grind. You got to keep going. Even when you made it, guess what? You gotta work tomorrow again. Like, you think Drake feels like he made it? That motherfucker fucking drops records.
Look, if like you still feel like you got a budget, we ain't made it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be like, shit, I can't do that today.
Yeah.
If I still gotta do that, nigga.
Work harder.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck. I'll be like, ooh, work I wanna get harder. Some shit. Or my girl, like, ooh, we should get that. I'll be like, ooh, I gotta go work.
Right.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I still got to save up and try to spend these racks and do all this. You feel me? You still got bills. You still got, you know, you're shitting away, shit, man.
Shit, more money, more problems.
Yeah, shit going to add up, nigga. Ain't shit. Hell no, nigga.
I ever feel like I made it, bro, I'll probably just be on the couch watching TV, getting fat, not doing nothing. Nah, fuck that.
I want to retire in the woods, going. Though, in the forest. Just be one with nature type shit.
So y'all you want to do some shrooms?
Huh? Yeah. You got some?
I definitely got some refrigerator full of them right there.
But you got the capsules? Who's going to take them? I've never done shrooms before. I'll take some. I've never done shrooms before.
I got
before.
The whole capsule. I got chocolates. I got gummies. I got the whole shit.
But if everybody does shrooms right now, I might be down. But I've never done it. I'll tell you that right now.
We call it Shaq and we call it Mario.
I'm
going to
call Mario right now, bro. I'm going to call right now.
Let's do it. W's in the chat. That. We need Mario on the phone, man.
Let me see, bro.
And I'm going to speak some Spanish, too, homie.
Let me see. But I've never FaceTime Mario like this, so Shaq I have, so I had a reference point. This is the first time.
That's hard, dog. He with the family. He ain't fucking with you. He got kids, homie. He said he's doing a TikTok. he really calling my boy, too.
I'm for sure calling him.
Call him!
Yeah.
Put, niggas put W's in the chat. Hey, hold on.
Y'all really taking him?
Hold your horses.
Hold your horses, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Oh, he didn't answer. He'll call back.
You told
back.
He took one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, put it down now. Put it down.
Quiet, strong.
Don't go off.
I'm full bore. He got full bore in his hand.
We finna pass.
Let me see what it is.
Lay down somewhere.
Yeah. Don't go full bore. We ain't finna do that in this motherfucker with you, homie. Hell no. He's gonna really go full bar.
He's gonna really become a bear.
Shout out Mr. Mushies in this motherfucker, man. Make sure y'all use our code BOF15, man. Get 15% off the whole site, man. Go to
I'm not ready.
Mushies brand, man. Oh, you ain't ready? Yeah.
I don't think so, man.
I mean,
I've never done it before.
Go in the house, you feel me? Do it. He said he off. He off of it.
Yeah. You do them too or what?
That's so why often? I got a refrigerator.
Oh yeah. Well, do one right now, fool.
We can fuck with it. You want to fuck with me?
Oh
damn. He don't want to fuck with it. Look, he's scared.
I see what else you got over there.
The coyote scared. Man. You ain't no wolf, nigga. You ain't no wolf. Just see, a little piece.
We got on a fight off of shrooms one time.
Just a little piece.
Them shits were hitting too hard.
Just a little piece, man.
Let me see,
Remember at the wedding?
Bacon? Huh? Oh, yeah. I remember at the wedding.
My nigga looking in the back. He's like, oh, don't do it.
Who is that? Who telling me not to do it?
Bro, he said he didn't want to sit by. He said he didn't want to sit by the snacks. That nigga funny. I fuck with you. He got jokes back there. I love him, homie.
Yeah, shout out to Doughboy.
He got jokes. I like him. I like his personality. You know, you just gotta chill. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Man, shout out to Back on Fig, man. Big Orange is in the chat, man. Wolves in the chat one time.
Yes, sir.
I got Kataya Coyote with me. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Got a couple super chats in here, man. Hustle Man, he said, y'all the real culture, man.
Salute.
Yeah, he said something after that too. He was
just
he said, y'all the real culture, man. Milka and Petoka could never. Damn.
I don't know if I get it.
I don't know what that is.
I think I get one of them.
Didn't they just do something?
I don't think I get it though.
ORox, man. He said, we need a Coyote and TF tape.
DeLeon.
Have y'all ever tapped in with TF?
Yeah. That's the homie. We ran into him all the time.
Every time we talk, we gotta get one in, and we never fucking get one in.
Oh, y'all gotta get one in with the homie, bro. That'd be sick.
That'd be fire.
That actually is a sick matchup.
He's someone in LA that does kind of like what we be doing.
He definitely does exactly what you guys do, but I mean, you Hispanic doing it.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be hard. That'd be hard.
We need to get Delio. We need to get my boy up in here, man. We need to get TF up in here, man.
Set
to see what to do,
bro.
I can middle man that.
Yeah. FaceTime TF right now.
Hit up Schoolboy Q while you at it too, man.
Yeah, we over here hitting everybody up. Man.
Shit. Man, come on.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, who else you know? In the chat, homie. Let me see. Hey, Delio. Hey, man, the homie said they need a track, homie.
Yeah, what's up, man? TF? What we doing?
What's the word, man?
He all wrestler edition.
Oh, yeah, I'm over here WWE'd out, man. Came to pop my shit.
Hey, man, shout out, my nigga all WWE.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Yodis.
Man. Yeah, man, likewise, bro.
When they said they need that verse, man.
Yeah, man, we right here
flipping,
man.
Scandalous
in the dark.
Oh, hell
yeah. Scandalous. Yeah.
Hey, send an open or something, bro, if you got some.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, you got my number or what? Or send it to
to T-Rail. Yeah, I still got the line. I might pull back up. I'm around the corner.
Oh, yeah, shit, man, pull up. Pull up, shit. All right,
for sure.
All right.
All right, Deleon.
How do you know TF, man?
Man, I grew up with that nigga, man. All right. Family from the 50s, baby boy.
That fool dope, man.
From the 50s, man. This
who got
is
the
a
bottle?
25 year relationships going right. on out here. All the homies, bro.
Yeah.
All the homies, man.
Love
yeah.
to see it, man.
ETS, man, 100. I see the chat one time. You feel me? Big ETS in the chat, man. I mean, that's tight, man. That is a tight one, though. My boy coming through, man.
Yeah, shout out for you for whoever fucking requested that shit, man.
Yeah. For real. He sent the super chat and said that shit, too. Like, nigga, y'all niggas need to hop on that shit right now. Pause, though. Yeah. But, yeah.
Man, that fool's an animal, man. That fool's a fucking animal.
What's going on right now, though? You know what I'm saying? What's the motivation, man? What's keeping y'all going? You know what I'm saying?
Motivation is becoming the head of the fucking snake. One, you know what I'm saying? Two, retiring my fucking mama. Three, buying a fucking ranch somewhere to get away from the fucking city and just record all my music in the fucking wilderness with a pet bear. You know what I'm saying? Chained up. I just feed him rapper flesh. to inspire, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck I'm inspired to do at the time, man. But what else? What's your inspiration, Rick?
He ain't trying to go to no fucking ranch.
I just want to. Nah, he kind of nailed it. Like, I'm down for a ranch. You know,
build a little
underground bunker, you know what I'm saying? And just fucking hold it down in the motherfucking ranch and cook. That sounds like a good plan, actually. Right.
Okay, where's
the
family?
Maybe it's because the shrooms are starting to hit me a little bit. Now I want to go to a motherfucking ranch. Yeah. I got two dogs. I could barely pick their shit up. I could be getting mad as fuck. Like, damn, these dogs shit like a motherfucker, man.
Oh, so y'all ain't got kids.
Ain't no way I got
one. Oh, yeah, we do.
You ain't got kids. You got kids.
Oh, I got kids, yeah. I got two kids, man. Shout out my son, my daughter, and my baby mama. It's her birthday tomorrow. Yeah, happy birthday to Jenny.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You still in a relationship?
Yeah,
it's going strong?
Hell yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I like that, man. Yeah. You know, usually when, you know, rap niggas get up here, they act like they ain't got no girlfriend.
That's cap. I got two kids. I got their mom is a beautiful woman. I love her. I love my kids. I love my family. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to hold it down. That's another motivation right there.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
My family.
The family.
And we stand for that, too. All that too cool shit, bro. Rappers be trying to be too cool to, like, do regular people shit, bro. Like, you can't even show love to your fucking wife and your kid. Like, motherfuckers is too cool to admit that type of shit, or, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
like,
y'all girls punk right. y'all for y'all got that shit. I ain't trying to hear that shit. You better fucking represent me when you get up there right now, fucker. Yeah.
You want the pass for rapping about
that's the bitch message, though.
Hey, you're rap about bitches and your girls right there.
Keep it a stack. To keep it a stack, this is the first time I ever said anything like that.
I'm telling you, it's the mushies going crazy.
It's just emotional, man. I'm feeling it up, baby.
Yeah, he's getting emotional.
That's the first time you ever said some shit like that?
Yeah,
that's true. He just got in trouble.
I was on No.
Oh, no, he just got in trouble. Yeah.
I don't get it. You know what's crazy? I don't get in trouble no more, bro. You know why I'm saying that? It's because she learned to accept me for who I am. I don't even get in trouble no more. So
now it's
making me... Man,
a piece of shit.
She
learned to accept the piece of shit that I am, and I'm like, you know what?
This nigga crazy, homie. Oh my god, that's what happens, man. You might get in trouble. You feel me? Or your girl might be like, "Hey, man, represent
me." I love the doghouse, man.
If you a rapper and you got a girl, you gonna get in trouble. It's not even a motherfucking. There's no way around
it. Nah. Don't put that shit on me.
Come on, so you ain't never got a text before, like, "Hey, what the fuck was that?" type of shit.
Like, what you was talking about?
I don't know. Like, yeah, not what I was saying. Well, my girl said something about what I was saying, because one time I was trying to say, like, man, you want to listen to my words, what I'm saying. And she's like, all right, what you say, serious or not? Because the other day you're talking about fucking three bitches. Now you're talking about this. So which one is it? Do you be serious or you just be rapping? And then she got me in the face. I was like, huh?
You serious or you rapping? It's crazy.
You got you serious?
As an artist, though, you got to nip that shit in the butt out the gate when it comes to a relationship, because you can't have your woman trying to like stop your creative process. Yeah. Like, it don't matter what I say, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it could be from the past. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Don't mean that it's a lie. Don't mean that it's true.
If I'm rapping by having trying to be creative, bitch, don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, I know that is cold. She listened to the music. She probably like, yeah, I fucked three bitches in here.
I'm out here slanging dick.
That's rough. Hey, imagine the shoe was in the other foot, bro. And she's over here like, yeah, hopping on three dicks and making her.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't give a fuck,
right? I'll write that for her.
Yeah. Fucking lying like a motherfucker.
I'll write that shit for her, bro. Like,
if you wrote it, of course, but if she just came out and was like, I'm hopping on the dicks, pause. Like, bro, like, you wouldn't be fucking with that.
If she was a broke rapper, I might have an issue, but if she was getting paid doing it, I probably wouldn't care.
Yeah.
All Sexy Red edition.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, so for the record, I heard y'all just did a cipher. Who got who, man? I want your opinion right now in front of everybody.
TF did his thing. AD did his thing.
Monsters, both monsters.
The homie Traffic did his thing.
Right.
The homie Mark Nasty did his thing.
Do you rap too or what?
Did I rap?
Yeah, do you rap?
Nah, I ain't rap.
I know you used to rap.
Yeah, hold on, my nigga. No, I did. I used to rap. I started to do the shit, but I was like, you know what? It's too many real rap niggas in this shit. They ain't about to get me.
Yeah, I feel you.
I'm like, fuck no, I ain't finna embarrass myself. Yeah. But then I'm like, you know what? But I don't know, man. It was it's a tie between AD and TF. They did their thing, you feel me? Shout out Steck, you know what I'm saying? You back out here doing your thing. I love that. Sick, you doing your thing. They all did their thing. Fire. They all did their thing. I ain't gonna lie. But that was hard, though.
Pull up next time.
Hey, look, we got the whole little thing. We just dropped one with Drummer Boy, you feel me? Legends Only on the Fig Community page. Yeah, y'all gotta come through, do it for
Let's
us.
Let's do it. Save date. Let's do it. We'll pull up.
Yeah, we need that. You feel me? Yeah. Real rap shit. Like, how much do y'all pride yourself on the real, like, real
man,
rap
I'm
shit?
I'm finna not just 100%. Come over here and pussyfoot and just say some bullshit. Nah, I'm gonna go over here and fucking talk my shit.
Yeah.
Superior shit talking is the way I like to call my style. Yeah.
We definitely studied the hip hop shit, so I pride myself in being a rapper for sure. So when it's something like that, we gonna come prepared. Is that more like a live performance though, or like a freestyle type of thing?
It's more like a
performance.
Performance, like a video shoot almost. Yeah, yeah. Still, you know what I'm saying?
That's cool too. Shit.
Yeah.
Even that, we gonna have the bars for that.
But yeah, I know y'all pride yourself on rapping, but do you ever stray away from it? Like, you know what? Let me go over here to some of this melodic shit. Let me start trying to,
Got shit in the hard drive.
You know, and do it up.
I got some experimental shit in the hard drive that ain't been released, and a lot of it to me is fucking fire. But you know what I'm saying? I feel like at this stage, we still got to pay our dues and let motherfuckers know, like, nah, man, we really studied this shit and we're about the culture. Yeah. And then, you know, we'll sprinkle a little bit of the other sauce in the near future.
I got a whole love album I've been working on, for real.
A love album?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm losing weight. That's why I got my shirt off for the first time in any interview right here.
You got a mushroom, nigga. A mushroom.
You still covering your stomach.
No, I still ain't where I gotta be. That's why, man. I gotta work out more, man.
What R&B shit you listening to?
I mean, I love Sade, bro. That's like my favorite artist of all time, period. What else, man? I like fucking Mary J.
Okay.
I like Lauryn Hill. She's a rapper, but she's R&B-ish. I fucking love Lauryn Hill.
You not off Usher, Chris Brown?
Chris Brown, no. Usher, yes. Chris Brown never got into Chris like that. Besides his hits, like, I acknowledge he's a fucking monster. But I like soul music too, though, bro. I be listening to this guy named Michael Kiwanuka. I don't know if you heard of him. He's like a fucking animal. But yeah, bro, I got all kind of shit, bro. But people like my raps, bro, so I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna just start singing out of nowhere. They're gonna be like, man, who the fuck are you?
You gotta give them like one or
sprinkle
two
it.
Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you know what, here goes a surprise let me see.
We said this before, you know what I'm saying? Like, as you grow, you gotta sprinkle your audience with a little bit of the different shit, so when you do hit them with the different shit, it don't catch them all the way off guard, you know what I'm saying? So
We did it on our first album. We had two songs where we're singing. One was for our mom. And the hook, I'm singing, and I think I'm going off on it. And my brother did the raps on that one. But then we did the I Miss You, the Doing Drugs. About it's like our love letter to drugs. And we're pretty much singing in that record too. And it's on our first album, so you got a whole bunch of raps, then you got two melodic ass records in there.
Love Letter to Drugs, or were you guys really on drugs?
I mean, that was a cool period where we were fucking partying like a motherfucker. Yeah. Well, are mushrooms drugs?
It's natural. Exactly. Come from the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I had a 2-year period where I was partying like a motherfucker. And so it was like my shit, like telling the drugs that I miss you. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, I was partying like a motherfucker.
I was telling drugs that I miss them, and I'm going to see them later on tonight at 8 o'clock.
What kind of drugs was you on, though?
Cocaine.
What? Damn, that's just
that's
all.
What I know. That's what I was doing. That's what I was doing at the time.
He said, what?
Here's a story.
It was me.
Hey, yo.
His girl looking for him.
Here's a story. Here's a story my girl don't like telling. My wife don't like me telling. I met my girl doing blow. And I was selling blow at the time, too. And we were doing blow together, and that's how I met her. I met her backwards. You know what I'm saying? I met her in a dark period in her life, and I was in a dark period. And then we kind of got to know each other like that, and then we reversed and got to know each other for the humans and not the fucking drug addicts. And we kind of got sober together. In the bathroom, bro. I had to blow.
What the fuck?
And that's how he ended up married with a white girl.
Yeah.
My wife you got a white girl?
My wife's white, yeah.
What's your name? What is your name, girl?
Hey, what was that club in Long Beach? It was in Long Beach, I remember.
Shit,
remember that shit on top by the aquarium that's on top on the second level? Remember that club bar? You know what I'm talking about?
Hell no, he was high.
What are you talking about?
He was high. He was up there.
Yeah. So I used to party.
It's
I don't
aquarium,
party no
right?
more, though. Yeah, it's by the aquarium. I just drink and smoke weed, and I just did shrooms for the first time, so ain't no telling what T-Rail just unlocked in me again. Thanks for ruining my sobriety, brother. Nah, just right.
So your wife don't like saying, she don't like telling that story.
No, she hates it.
Cause she not doing that. It's a part of her life where she ain't fucking with that.
Nah, not no more. She'll drink every so often, but this year she's even trying to stop that. I my wife, bro, she's solid, bro, because she acknowledges she's not with a square, so I could come home blacked out and she's not gonna be like, "What the fuck?" You know what I'm saying? Cause I met her, I was fucking doing all kind of crazy shit, so. She ain't a square by any stretch, so I could be myself around her.
Oh yeah, that's dope. That's dope. Cause she like, man, we was crackheads, so it's good.
This is step forward.
I already know
that.
You, bro, so it's good, man. You can take a sip and straight. I already know what's happening with you, bro.
It ain't the worst we've done.
We've been there.
Yeah, my first time I thought I was going to die was because I was doing drugs with her. We were in the Vegas weekend at EDC. All we eating is cocaine and Jack Daniels all weekend. And then we go to EDC. This motherfucker's like, don't do the pills. We've been coked out for 3 days. You haven't ate. And I'm like, all right, I won't. And I go there, I do one Molly, and I'm feeling good. Because I didn't get the vibes, right? So I feel like I had to be high to even understand techno. I was like, man, that shit weird. Give me the fucking drugs.
Yeah.
I did one, and I started to get it. I was like, oh, it's kind of cool. I was like, man, fuck it. Give me another one. I did the other one, right?
It's like 102 degrees out there, too.
No food for 3 days, bro. Coke and Jack. Cocaine, not Coca-Cola. And then fucking, and then
T-Rail about to lose all his endorsements.
Oh shit!
And then boom, hey, they sell out of water, bro. Right? So now EDC got no water, bro. And I'm like, all right, I'm cool, and I'm a water fiend, bro. I'm like, I need water around me 24/7. And then an hour later, my body starts feeling weird, and then I start reacting. Then I start feeling like I'm having a heart attack, like dehydration. I don't know what. I turn to my girl's my homegirl. I'm like, spit in my mouth. I'm about to die. Dehydration. There's no water anywhere. Everywhere sold out. Sold out. So I'm over here about to fucking spaz out. Yeah, all kind of
having a bad trip. He was having a bad trip.
Hell no! I ain't fucking with this. He come.
He was having a bad trip.
Spit in my mouth. No.
Hey, we hit every stand, everybody we with looking for water frantically because they see Vic over here about to fucking die. And then no one finds, then it clicks like, oh, there's ice everywhere. There ain't no water. I run like a crackhead to this ice, put my head in the fucking ice, start munching it down, and then I start to calm down. But that was my first time where I thought I was going to die.
Golly, homie. Don't take the goddamn pills, man.
Yeah, that shit was weak.
Don't take the pills, dog.
Yeah. I'm thankful for that day. Because ever since then, I got sober because I started getting panic attacks. So then I couldn't even do cocaine comfortably without getting anxiety attack.
Because you thought that was going to happen again.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I got sober, man. So it was a good day, actually.
That happened to you, too?
In your mouth? No.
No? Yet, man. You ain't had no crazy?
I'm still waiting for that that.
So you trying to you getting high until it happened.
Just waiting for that scary experience so I could change my life around.
Oh, shit. He's still out there, man.
T-Roll needs another
Big
shot,
Nose
man.
Is in his chat, man. Nose is in the chat. These niggas crazy, dog. Ain't no fucking way. I did it a couple times. Yeah, I did it a couple times. I did it a couple times. Yeah, you gotta be partying.
Yeah,
you gotta be partying. I was partying so hard. I'm like, damn, partying so hard. Boom. Then we, you know what I'm saying?
The Molly or the Coke?
The Coke. Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Partying hard. Then we start fucking. You know what I mean? Like we fucking. I'm like, damn. We fucking is crazy. I'm like, damn, I've been fucking for a minute.
Yeah.
So I look out the window. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Nigga, the sun out. Yeah. I'm like, nigga, I can't keep doing this shit. I'm like, nigga, this is crazy. I'm like, we might got to go to sleep. Nigga, the sun is out.
Yeah.
You hit it with that coke dick.
Hey, you do the right amount, you a monster. You do too much.
You had to stuff your dick in there? Or
You have to stuff your dick in the bitch. Yeah. You hit her with the slumper. It's not even full on.
She got hit with the slumpy dumpty.
Yeah. Oh my god, homie. Yeah.
That's if you off too much blow. If you off the right amount, you a monster. Then you're like, god.
Viagra is crazy. I don't go to the liquor store and get pills.
Nah. Where do y'all go? Pharmacies?
Y'all go
right. Hell nah.
Y'all go to the gas station and get pills?
Nah, fuck no. Hell nah.
I have before. I definitely have.
Of course you have.
But like, how you ask for the motherfuckers?
Let me get that rhino right there.
They know what a nigga finna do.
I got ACM from rhino. Like, hey, let me get that. Hey, one time when I was heartbroken, I was with this homie, right? And he's a fucking animal. I won't say who. There was some girl that was like, hey, that bitch wants to fuck you. And I was like, what? I was like, I haven't said shit to her all day. I was like, I'm good. This fool had a rhino. And he's like, man, stop being a bitch. And he shoves the rhino in my mouth. Pause. And gives me a fucking He's like, go fuck that bitch. And I was like, damn, bro. I was like a little kid, like, all right, bro. That was my first time doing a rhino.
Got raped.
My motherfucking shit was. That shit was scary, though, bro. My shit would not go down, bro. You know how they say if you dig longer than 4 hours, if it's hard, call the doctor. I started doing math, like, man, this shit ain't going down, bro. Like, it would go down and it come right the fuck back up. So after, like, the third round, I was already getting scared. Like, this ain't cool no more. It don't feel good, though.
Yeah. Hey, 3 rounds is crazy.
Yeah,
3 rounds
bro.
Is OD.
That's hella OD.
He started getting
that's
painful.
Like the honeymoon phase. You doing 3 rounds. You getting two out of me max. You getting two if you lucky, bitch. Yeah.
Or one good.
Two is crazy.
Yeah, two
right now.
Yeah, right now for sure.
Two is crazy right now. Nigga, 15 minutes is wild. Bro,
15?
For real.
What?
I'm like, damn, you ain't come
minutes?
Yet?
That sounds like some old shit.
Nigga, 15 minutes is crazy, nigga.
If I get drunk, I'm still doing 30, 45 hours.
And you get drunk, bitch.
It depends on the vibe.
But if you're just regular,
turn
over.
If it's like some rollover in the morning and shit, like, come on, let's get this out the way.
Yeah, it's 2 to 5. Yeah. Yeah,
just on the
That's
side.
Facts.
Yeah, it might not even be 5. I might not even last that long. It's out, nigga. Yeah. I'm out for the count. I'll be like, damn, I wonder if she's mad.
Probably.
Oh, shit. I wonder if she hot, man. My bad. Sorry. Right.
Yeah. That's why every so often you gotta pop a rhino on your bitch, too. Just to show them what time it is.
Man, that's crazy. I know the motherfucker like, in the gas station be looking at you like, this motherfucker, I know. Look, you want that one, huh? Okay.
She said, you're getting stronger.
Somebody in the chat said, T-Rail, old as fuck. Y'all stupid as fuck. Like, you young motherfuckers. How old are you niggas, bro? Y'all not going 30 minutes, homie.
It's different. Even when you young, like, we've done that shit when you're young. Bro, that's just going. If you 6 feet, it's going to make you 6'5".
Yeah. That's why I did it the most when I was young. I didn't even need it. I was just doing it.
Just doing it.
Yeah.
Nigga, going an hour, nigga. If you going an hour, come on. This nigga met her in the back. He one of he old make love ass nigga. He looked like one of them nigga.
He looked like a caresser.
He doing all the whole shit.
Hey, you got a mic light so quiet, fool.
Big foreplay man in the back, man.
Hey, you see their ad, the guest ad, the purple one? That's how they be making love. So you guys gave us an insight on how y'all do it.
You just went crazy on the mushies right now, going all sentimental.
Who, me?
You and Rick.
Nah, not me.
Both of y'all.
Proud of it.
Yeah, they go, yeah, man. They love their girls today, dog.
Yeah, man, I took a page out of your book, bro. I'm thinking, you know, I'm trying to be Mr. Caress in slow motion. And, you know,
we trying to make content with our bitches, too, and get paid like y'all. Y'all don't
for real.
Hop on that TikTok right now, man. Yeah. Go live, you feel me? Don't worry about nothing. You going to get the chili, man.
Are we live on TikTok or not? We
should. Hell yeah. Y'all still live. They was, man. What's up, Fly, man? You feel me? I'm going to get into some super chats one time. Make sure y'all put the wolves in there one time, you feel me? Make sure I put the oranges in the chat, you feel me? Make sure y'all like this damn video. Give me 1,000 likes one time, man. We ain't here chilling. Yeah, man.
Yeah, what's up, Fly? The dope ass photographer, too.
Shout out to Fly, man.
Oh, what's up, Fly? You feel me? He said, W Coyote's time, BOF, man. Sir. Just hit 9 years sober. Hell no alcohol. Feeling the power.
Congrats, bro.
You, G. Yeah, that's congrats to you. Take a shot. That's fucked up, man.
All jokes aside, though, that's like, that's fire. That's dope as fuck. We strive to be like you one day, just not today.
Oh my God, homie. Just not
T-Row,
today.
You need another shot too, my boy.
Just not today. Yeah, oh, y'all real Hispanic motherfuckers, man. This is Duno shit.
Claro que no.
What's up with Duno, man? We saw that motherfucker too, I rolling out.
You did?
Yeah.
That's my boy.
That motherfucker need to hit the gym harder. Nah, it's
Oh, they on you, Duno. You fat fuck. I told you, you fat as fuck.
I seen him at the gym the other day. I was like, no, you gotta hit the gym a little harder, my man. Or at least watch what you eat, you know.
Man, yeah, watch what you eat, you fat ass. Tony Andres, you feel me? Damn, shit. I sent that five, ain't say shit. It's my G-Day, cuh. What's
Happy
up,
birthday.
Tony? You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, my boy. I ain't even get to the shit, man. I'm over here talking with the homies. We over here chilling, man. I ain't even get to it, man. Golly. But yeah, man, shout out to my boy Tony, man. I love the hustle, man. Oh, Jeezy, man, Time Coyotes. You feel me? Times Mexican OT, Time Peso, Sprinkle of OT and Waka and WAP. Gucci Mane, the Mexican.
Gucci Mane the Mexican? That'll be hard. I never heard of him, but I'm down to make a song with all them motherfuckers, man. There's a Gucci Mane the Mexican?
He said the mixtape. Oh, it's called the mixtape. He called it M-E-X.
Never heard of it.
You know what I'm saying? He want all y'all on the mixtape and call it M-E-X. Oh, the mixtape. Yeah, he's for me.
Tap in.
Shout out BOF and Brown Bag, man. Get into the chili, man. Yes, sir, man.
Facts.
Y'all got any unreleased music y'all want to play or what?
Yeah, hell yeah. What you want to play, bro?
Man,
what should we play
that, I mean...
So we played on the B-Real shit?
Ooh.
You want to hear the B-Real shit?
Ooh.
What do you think?
Let's go.
Fuck it.
Unreleased music, man.
Yeah, let's do that one. Let me see.
Yeah, nope. Let's do it.
You said no.
Man, you know who's saying no.
Your hands
for what?
Back.
Why not?
Man, who gives a fuck? Who do I send it to?
Back on Fig at Gmail. If your handler's saying no, don't fuck it up, man.
Handler, man. Don't fuck
nothing up.
It's right here, all right?
It's on back on Fig.
Why would it fuck it up?
Hey, he said he a free man, so he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, exactly. This is why we fucking...
Why would it fuck it up? We on back on Fig. It's going to amplify that one, motherfucker. What are you talking about?
So do we got a screen recorded and send it? Because I can't just send
it. No, you can't email it.
Oh, email it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, email it.
Let me see. Yeah, I'm going to have you type in the email because
you got the PDF?
I'm a stupid ass fool. Yeah. Let me see.
Man, that shit is in. Pause.
Boom. Type it in right there.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Oh, the shroom kicked in?
Yeah, it's cool.
It's lovely.
That's dope. Hey, man, shout out to your new space, bro. This shit is fucking hard as fuck.
For real.
Thank you, man. You definitely was in my first space at the house.
Yeah,
for sure.
That shit was cool.
Yeah.
I felt at home, took my shoes off, put my feet on the couch and all that. But
definitely some legendary moments in there.
Yeah.
I made sure I dropped the deuce at the bathroom downstairs. I was like, man, he's home, man. T-Rail ain't going to trip.
Yeah. Shout out to the homie, man. The homie came in and really took his shit. I'm like, bro, you burnt out.
And I opened his fridge.
Yeah. Yo, you can open the fridge. If you go in the homie house and you open the fridge,
let me open the fridge. I already knew.
We family. I go right to people's house and be like, man, what's in this
motherfucker? If I can't open your fridge, I can't fuck with you. Yeah. Really.
On everything. That's really a fact.
Yeah, don't invite me if I can't open the fridge.
You ever in my house, C-Rell, you open that motherfucking fridge and get whatever the fuck you want.
What's in this motherfucker? Cool. Get some juice. Get a cup.
You gotta get anything. Let me just open it and look at
See if they eat right.
Yeah. They gave me a little, they give you a little side eye, like, damn, you really open my fridge? I can't fuck with you.
Yeah, that's a sign, like, oh, you too uptight for me, to my taste.
You're not the homie like that.
Yeah.
Oh, nigga, you ain't send it.
I didn't. Well, you got bad internet in here. That's one thing y'all don't got yet.
We talking about my internet, man. Coyote is up in here, man. Make sure y'all. You know what I'm saying? Whoops in the
was
chat,
was I supposed
man.
To press send? Or did you
press
send?
Yeah, you were supposed to press send.
Oh, man.
Oh, you fucked it up.
Fucking.
I just put my email in.
Ass fool.
Hold up. I told you I'm a dumbass motherfucker. All right, back on feed.
Yeah, it should be in there. Save now, huh?
Still not. Here, let me see. I think I misspelled it.
Let's see, man. Let's see what we got. Let's see what's going on.
Who else did shrooms back there?
Y'all heard the bathroom?
Juice?
Yeah, it's all the way in the back.
He's about to drop another deuce. You know what I'm saying? Don't invite this fool to your fucking house because he's going to shit on it. Definitely. Shit in it. You sent it this time? Or?
Yeah, I sent it. Hopefully it get to me.
Yeah, my phone's stupid, bro. Oh, it says it sent.
Says sent?
Yeah. So this song with B-Real from Cypress Hill. If you don't know who he is, then goddamn,
you going crazy if you don't know who that is.
Yeah. Legends, you know, some Latino legends in this motherfucker.
There you go.
Yeah. Some smoking ass shit. I wish I had something to smoke.
Ooh. You gonna wait for your brother?
Yeah, let's wait for him so his drunk ass could perform that shit.
Too. You
know, yeah, it's just crazy, man. Me and B-Real was fucking cool, bro. I grew up listening to that motherfucker, like, religiously. So you got people like that that show admiration to what you do is fucking kind of surreal. It's like, damn. I was just listening to your fucking ass my whole life, and now motherfucker giving us props for it.
Real respected.
Yeah.
Then he gave you props on, like, putting up the mortgage and shit like that or something like
that?
Oh,
yeah. Well, that's how we got out the deal, too. I had to put up the mortgage on the crib, because we all in, bro. We all in. Like.
So you refinanced your crib?
Yep.
And you put the chili up and you got out?
Yep. Exactly.
Damn.
He put up the money. He did what a lot of people say that they want to do and they don't really do it. You feel me?
Yeah. It's because there's nothing like.
So your brother owe you.
Yeah. Pretty much. Pretty much. Whatever bread we
when
get.
When the chili come, yeah. I'm going to need mine back.
Oh, for sure.
And you don't even worry about it, nigga.
Yeah, he knows. He knows. You know, we got to pay that debt off first, man.
Yeah, that debt need to be. Give me that back.
Yeah.
Shame on you, nigga.
Yeah.
Let's get to that, man. All right. For you, you know, we'll get to your debt later.
Yeah.
You in debt, nigga.
Ooh.
Hey, light some joints out there in the chat. If you got some weed, this is the part where you light it. Hey, you gotta wrap this shit though, real.
I said, roll it up, light it up. Roll it up, light it up. I said, roll it up, light it up.
Hey.
Yeah, diabolic when I'm lifted, my mind's twisted. Took so many chemicals and now my spine shifted. I don't know where this came from, got this batch gifted. Feel like my limbs got chopped off soon as I sniffed it. We just hanging like a winter coat in July. When they talk behind my back, they be like, man, that's such a cool guy. How'd he smuggle weed and feed tigers out in Dubai? He just out here kicking ass, won't be surprised if he no Muay Thai. Move, bitch, don't you scuff my shoe, bitch. About to roll a joint, you would've thought it was a pool stick. Look at my facial expression, go get a clue, bitch. Dug a grave and killed the homie, this my new shit. And I'm riding around with no tags. Trunk full of bass in the face with a gas mask. Hot box the rip, now my eyes right. If I see the hood, I'm a dark fast late. Hey, tryna get high, fool?
Yeah, I do.
Go insane and lose your mind, fool?
Yeah, I do.
I got some more, you wanna sniff this?
Yeah, I do.
You hang with addicts, hang with misfits?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, you wanna get high, fool?
Hey,
tryna get high, fool?
Hey,
go insane and lose your mind, fool?
Hey.
Ace tryna get hype. Yeah, as soon as I wake up, you know I gotta bake up. City of the Lakers, where you think I got my game from? I don't need to say much, my game talk. Women wanna bank card, think that I'm a lick, but I don't trick a single set, dog. Yeah, I'm a cheap ass bastard, what they say. Cause I only got a mattress in the place I choose to stay. Man, I used to date an actress, but she left me right away. Think I seen her with a bitch, I traumatized her, now she gay. Zim Zimma, Mary Jane and pussy for dinner. Pop on no beginner, get deep inside the placenta. When I enter, everybody move, move. Follow me a hood rat, I don't want no goody two shoes. As long as you gon' let me hit, I grip leather when I grip. This Corvette cost me by the brick. Everything I drive is vintage, my car older than my pitch. If the police get behind me, I'ma dip, I'm hella lit. Hey,
ain't tryna get high, fool.
Yeah, I do.
Go insane and lose your mind, fool.
Yeah, I do.
I got some more, you wanna sniff this?
Yeah, I do.
You hang with addicts, hang with misfits?
Yeah, I do.
Ain't tryna get high, fool. Hey, Sean, get high, folks.
Everybody get ready for the legend. Be real.
Oh. Hey, Sean, get high, folks.
I married marijuana, was sipping Henny up in the sauna. Met her sister Lana, she's always bringing the fucking drama. Ah. They go together like ass cheeks and tight leather. The baddest fucking bitches, the richest daughters of light feather. Hey. Shamanistic with the herbal remedy. I know I shot the fucking sheriff and I paid the deputy. Called the fucking Yodis, a roadie told me they needed me. Oh. Met him at the temple and gave him a sample with the seed. Looking at me like I'm fucking crazy and I'm out of date. I told him take that fucking little seed and let it germinate. Plant it in the ground and let it grow like a flowing. They whisper to each other, this motherfucker is insane. Hit them up for cannon so they could be fully understanding. This ain't some random shitty strain I'm about to hand them. Nah. It's the showstopper, so proper, penny dropper. Now take this home, put the dome.
Order from your doctor.
Roll it up, light it up. Hey,
I said roll it up, light it up. Hey, yeah, roll it up, light it up. Hey, I said roll it up, light it up.
Hey,
hey.
Burr, yeah, burr, burr, burr. Back on figgity, 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 fig. You heard that motherfucker first.
He's like, fuck it, I'm going to do it for you.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it, man. You feel me? Shout out the homies, man. You feel me? Unreleased music featuring Be Real. Don't worry about nothing. A super legendary hip-hop legend.
Yeah, man.
Forefather of the weed smoke. You know what I'm saying?
Original.
Big weed smoke.
If not the first.
Yeah.
Hispanic rapper breaking through on the West Coast.
Exactly. For hell yeah. Sure. And worldwide, man. Real life.
And worldwide.
And you couldn't punk him, man. Come on.
And you couldn't punk him, man. They was riding through, man, doing it up. Much respect to them, man. Be real, man. That shit is hard.
Thank you, bro. Just drop a whole Legends tape. Since all the Legends tapping in with us and fuck with what we doing, we might just drop the whole Legends tape and call that motherfucker Legends Only.
Exactly. Shout out Legends Only.
Even though we newcomers in this motherfucker.
Shout out Legends Only, man. You feel me? You feel me? We out here live, man. I got my boy AD live with me too, man. Shout out to community. We out here on some random shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. This is what this shit is for.
Yeah, we gotta get on community too, man.
Shout out AD.
Come on,
man.
AD, you feel me?
Pull up on him too.
Yeah, man.
Let's go, man. You feel me? Let's go, man. Let me hit my boy AD, man. So you feel me? I'm saying y'all niggas gotta tap in with the homie, man. Pull up, man.
I hear he's back in the studio too.
Yeah, and he in the studio. Just did the freestyle.
Hell yeah.
What's the deal? I got the homies in the background.
Yeah. What's cracking, dog?
Yes, sir. Shout out to the motherfucking community, man.
Yeah.
Love to see it, man.
Shout out to the homies, nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, man. We on some random live shit. That's how we doing it one time. Yeah. On everything. Hey, but the homie said they need a verse from you. Not a verse. But they need to come on community,
and
man.
Need a verse.
Need a verse too. I'll take a verse too, man. AD go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they trying to come on community too, man. Come on.
Come on, we doing. Hey, no, your new shit is at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, my new shit is at 6 o'clock. I'm finna kick the coyote ass up out of here, man. So don't even worry about nothing, man. We gonna finish it up in a minute. But we're just hollering at you because they wanna come through.
Come on, niggas welcome anytime.
My nigga AD.
Hey, shout out to Terrell. He's linking everything up right now.
Yeah, man. You feel me? We got a new show, man. Me, Pun, and King at 6 o'clock right now. So if y'all watching us right now, at 6 o'clock, we got a new show coming on Figmunity World, man. A new pod with me and the homies. You feel me?
His set is somewhere else or is in his building too?
Oh, AD shit? No, yeah. It's somewhere else. It's somewhere else. Yep, okay. It's somewhere else. I wish we was all in the same fucking...
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know what I'm saying? I wish we was all in the same building, but fuck it. We'll be all in the same building one day.
Right.
But what could go wrong? Feel me? Gonna be out at 6 o'clock today, so make sure y'all tune in, man. We gonna premiere that shit, because that is some pre-record shit that we got going on, because I'm beat. Nigga doing all these damn lives.
That's what you asked for, man. Yeah, don't complain now.
Yeah, for real. I wasn't even gonna go live right now. I was just gonna record. I'm like, damn, should I go live? I'm like, fuck it, we in there with the homies.
Yeah,
fuck it.
Yeah.
What do you think is the difference between live and pre-recorded for you?
I could touch the people. You know what I'm saying? I love the people. I love what they saying. You feel me? I see what they, you know what I'm saying, how they interacting.
It's more uncut, huh? Like some raw shit.
Well,
no edits.
Pre-record, we don't edit, really, nigga. No. I mean,
you unless never said it's just some
a
whole shit.
Ass nigga that be like, hey, man.
You know, a lot of motherfuckers edit, bro.
Yeah, people do. People do. It might be some shit that you probably said that was burnt out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or you got to get up and use the you got to get up and use the bathroom.
Yeah. Right.
Shit like
right.
that. But other than that, but, you know, we raw and uncut in this motherfucker, and we just don't give a fuck. And we be interacting with the people, interacting with the fans. And you know what I mean? They interact with us. It's just it's live. I feel like they my homies. You know what I mean? Like I really feel like they my homies, my loved ones. And you know, when I see people out and it's like a different. You know what I mean? Like I don't know, cause y'all rap, but I be feeling like when I'm out, it just I feel like these motherfuckers be feeling like they my family. They know me.
Yeah,
it don't even. It's kind of like they don't even be excited.
Cause you just up here like, kicking game and chopping it up and shit like that.
Like when motherfuckers see me, they be like, "IT Roll, what's the deal, bro?" Yeah. Like they shake like my hand like they know me.
Like an old friend from back in the day.
I seen a motherfucker at breakfast. Shout out your little ass, you feel me? And he was like, "Shit, what's up, T Real?" And just sat down. And I was just like, "Oh, what's up, bro?" My girl was like, "Who the fuck is that?" I was like, "Shit, I don't know that nigga." And that shit be happening like that a lot though. But I love this shit
man.
That's
hard, bro.
Yeah, I love this shit. I love this shit.
Beautiful.
Yeah, man. Salute motherfucking T Real, man.
Yeah, man.
Coolest podcast on the motherfucking internet / motherfucking live. Stream back on
Fig.
Yeah,
for the culture,
for the culture, by the culture, man. No imposter shit, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Coyote's in the building. You feel me? Came in here, fucked with us, gave us some unreleased music one time. You feel me? What else y'all got for him? You feel me? Before we get up out of here,
shit. L. Dot Aliens coming soon. You know that's the album we about to drop. So we got a few singles we rolling out with. Bocho dropping featuring Mario Lopez and fucking MC Magic.
Yeah.
That Be Real joint y'all just heard. And then we got a song featuring Satan himself. He's trying to convince us to sell our soul, and we're like, nah.
Lord Jesus.
Are you like that?
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I guess we consider it. But stay tuned to see the full story unfold.
Man, a bunch of legendary shit about to happen, man.
Hell
yeah. Just gonna keep the ball rolling and stay tuned, you bitches.
Hella shows, too. We got hella shows. Tap into our Instagram, our YouTube.
Yeah, if you trying to book us, too, and give us some motherfucking chili, tap into the motherfucking bio and holler at our fat ass manager in the back, dope boy.
Don't let him do you like that, dog. He like... cut this shit. The fuck, man. They hard headed, dog.
I love them.
Oh, for sure.
That's y'all hard headed.
Hey, what do you know about coyotes? They're untamable. That's why even people we fuck with, he be having a hard time because he got to tell them, like, hey, bro, nobody can control them. Wack 100 himself couldn't control these two motherfuckers. Like, you think you gonna fucking control these motherfuckers? I can't know. We do that. We move at our own pace and we don't stop for nobody, bro. Like, until God decides to stop us, man, it ain't stopping, bro.
Yeah. Ain't nobody above us but God himself. Yeah. God damn it.
We ain't scared of shit, bro. We moving on our drum. We ain't scared to do nothing, man. We fucking out here, bro. We gonna get to it or die trying, man. That's it.
Yeah, before we get out of here, the homie said he need his money back because he put his house up. You know what I'm saying? So he need his chili
from
you.
That. He said that, but he
need his chili from you for sure. I had to say it for him.
Okay.
I said, oh, yeah. Pete, you need your chili. So,
Oh, that sounds like a personal problem because I never told him to do that.
I advised them not to do that
because
I would have never done it.
So you're not even gonna give him his money back. Nah, he has zero plans of giving you your money back, dog. Hey, from man. That response.
Nah, hell no.
Listen, oh,
he already knows what time
look,
it is.
I don't want a penny less or a penny more than what I'm owed, God damn it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't want a penny less
so
or a penny
next
more.
So show, when that 20% come out, you already know.
No, I don't know. We already got some checks lined up. And
nah,
that's going.
Nah, we ain't rocking like that, man. We won, man. That's why it's Coyote with no S. We won, you know what I'm saying? He in debt, I'm in debt.
Oh,
yeah,
I love
that's
that.
How it is.
Yeah. I love that.
And that's
I
what I
that.
Tell everybody that rocks with us. It's like, because, you know, even when we get paid for these shows and motherfuckers want to go, ideally we want to break bread with the whole team. But it's like, guess what? We in the hole. So if you with us, you in the hole with us. Till this shit gets paid off, then we start breaking bread. But until this shit's paid off, you know what I'm saying? That's my life. That's literally my life. And I dragged my wife into this shit and my son. So
it's
like,
coming, though, man.
Yeah,
you
coming.
Can't chase the money. You got to attract it.
Yeah.
You got to track success. And that's what we're doing right now. So we not even stressed about it. That's why it was an easy call for him. Like, man, it's going to come. You know what I'm saying?
We have
Don't
so
chase
much,
what you want. Attract what you want.
Yeah. And we have so much money on the table already that we could grab if we choose to. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's up to us how quick we want to grab that big chunk, if we even want to do that or if we want to continue to take the stairs. But the stairs seem pretty cool for us right now, man. So that bread gonna come, man. It's nothing.
Yeah, that bread gonna come for sure, man. Yeah. Y'all better tap in, man. Make sure y'all like the video one time. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel one time. Yeah. You feel me? I love the hustle. I fuck with you. Preem423, I fuck with you. Rob Gotti, you feel me? FMW time, B-O-X, B-O-F, I love that, you feel me? Broke to a Friday, man. They said, how do you feel about Young Magnificent and Broke to a Friday, man? The other side.
Man, keep doing your thing. Hustle, man. We see it. We support it. Shit.
Man, this is dope.
Shout out to everybody doing their motherfucking thing, trying to make something out of nothing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. You feel me? We gonna have the homies back on. The homies gonna be on community too. You feel me?
Yeah.
Make sure y'all tap in on all platforms with the homies. And yeah, we gonna be up out of here, man. Every Monday and Friday, back on Fig at 4 p.m. And you might get a random stream on Tuesday at 4 o'clock. You feel me? Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it up like that. You feel me?
If y'all want features too, tap in, man. DM the manager too, man. We doing features, all that shit. Quinceañeras, funerals. Yeah. We're performing everywhere, man. Whatever y'all
Not
want.
The funeral. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we'll pull up.
Shit.
We'll pull up to a funeral.
What's his Instagram? Tell him what's his Instagram.
Coyote, just DM Coyote for Hire. He's on that too. Coyote for Hire, man.
Coyote for Hire, man. Make